Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
First, as we always do on a Wednesday, kick it off, the second hour, the dirty poll.
Yeah, look, Jake does a great job for us graphics-wise. He's awesome. Puts a smile on my face every day. Big fan of Jake. He did not get me the bracket graph. I asked for a bracket graphic this week, and we did not get the bracket graphic.
Oh.
So we just have top 12 graphic again. I'll still tweet it out, but it won't make as much sense.
Okay.
So here we go. We're going to go matchup-wise. 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, you get the point. Top 4 buys, right? Of how the playoff would look if it started today, according to the one and only.
So you're starting with what one? The 5 and 12?
I'll give you my first 4 buys because those are pretty obvious. They're the same for everybody. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia slides into number 4. So there's your top 4. Alabama's out after out of the top 4 after losing last week at home to Oklahoma. Top 4 is what it is. We'll see how it shakes out at the end of the year. Starting with 5 versus 12. I understand that I might be alone here, and I get that there were comments made last night by the committee about certain wins and what they're getting credit for and what they shouldn't be getting credit for. I have Oregon at number 5. I've been down at Oregon, on Oregon at times this year in the dirty poll. There's moments where they haven't played great, haven't looked great, haven't, you know, been a top 5 team, it appeared. And last week, I was really impressed by what they did. I understand that it was Minnesota, but Minnesota came in as a 6-3 team. We give teams in the SEC credit for winning on the road at Mississippi State. I'm going to give Oregon credit for handling Minnesota the way that they did in the game being over, essentially at the end of the first quarter. They don't have the quality wins that maybe an Ole Miss or a Texas Tech does. I do think the Big 12 is not a very difficult conference. And I also would add, like, Ole Miss struggling with Florida has to matter. Ole Miss barely beating Washington State at home has to matter. Florida's not a good football team this year, and that game was in doubt late into the fourth quarter at home, and weather was not a factor. And if Washington State doesn't kind of pee down their leg late in that game, they lose that game to the Cougs. And so that's a part of their resume. They have more high-quality wins than Oregon does in terms of ranked opponents. But also, if you look at the whole picture, I would take Oregon over Ole Miss right now. I got Oregon at 5. The number 12 team in the playoff would be the group of 6 team. Right now, I'm having a hard time seeing it not being James Madison, unless the Cougs throw a wrench in all of this. Because the American Conference continues just to eat each other alive right now. You do have Tulane is back in the top 25. It's like every time a new team jumps in the top 25, another one falls out.
Tulane is the group of 6 right now for
the committee. They are currently the group of 6 for the committee. I don't think Tulane's going to go unscathed. You see what John Summerall said yesterday? He said, if we're ranked in the top 25, there must be some really bad teams out there because we're not better than 25 teams. Like, he took a dump all over his team. And maybe that's just a, you know, let's be negative and get the best out of your team. Right now, I'm leaving James Madison. I think they got a spotlight game this weekend in Washington State in town. They went out. I think they're going to end up being the highest-ranked group of 6. I got James Madison at 12. Number 6, I do have Ole Miss. Their season is essentially done. They're just wondering, is their head coach going to stick around or not? They got Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl after a bye this week. They did beat Florida last week. Again, Florida not very good. Number 11 in the dirty pool for me is Notre Dame. Notre Dame hanging around at the back end of the top 12.
Hello.
That'd be a fun game, Notre Dame at Ole Miss.
Notre Dame. That would be a very fun game.
Unless Kiffin's gone.
Yes. This is where the dirty pool maybe in the future needs to do a better job of cooking up matchups. I am not thinking of my television providers.
Well, they are.
Who are going to broadcast my first round games.
The Oregon College Football Playoff bracket yesterday thought of the television viewer. That's a great game.
Oh, Kalen DeBoer coming to town would be glorious, wouldn't it?
And Eugene?
So I regret to inform you that the 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9 matchups are games that we've already seen, and they wouldn't be great in the first round. I know. Hey, look, maybe if you slip me a couple of 20s underneath the table, ESPN, I'll cook up my books for you and give you better tasty matchups. Number 7, I have Texas Tech. They're going to win the Big 12. I'd be shocked at this point if they didn't.
Same.
Best at the line of scrimmage, they're going to win out, and Texas Tech will be. We'll see if they end up having an outside chance at a top 4 seed, depending on what happens. Does A&M lose? Does Georgia drop a game to Georgia Tech? Does Bama? Like, I'm just curious there. I got Texas Tech at 7, BYU at number 10 as a one-loss team. And then your 8 versus 9 is the game that we literally just saw this weekend in Tuscaloosa. Oklahoma at number 8, Alabama at number 9. So Georgia Tech is currently in my top 12. This is where it gets wonky doing it this way. I still have Georgia Tech clinging to life as the number 12 team in the dirty poll. So you'd have to go conference champions. I know a lot of that doesn't make sense, but that's how it would look right now if the playoff began today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ole Miss Notre Dame would be the most exciting game for me.
Without a doubt.
Oklahoma-Alabama rematch. Like, I just say the take that's not popular. I think Alabama wins the rematch, and I mean all respect to Oklahoma. Their defense last year stymied that offense, they did it again, but they kind of didn't. They just had turnover luck.
It was turnover luck.
The turnovers dictated that game. Without those turnovers,
Alabama was the better team. It's okay to say that. They lost
7
the game.
Points off the board for Alabama with a pick 6. Right. Like, it wasn't like Oklahoma did much.
There's a stat on this. Hold on. Let me pull this up. I saw this over the weekend. To just like put into context how shocking of a win that was for Oklahoma.
When I went and watched DeBoer's post game, and I think he had the look and the sound of a guy that was stunned they lost that game.
I mean, how would you not be? They outgained him by over 200 yards in that game.
You just didn't lose that
game. Oklahoma's 212 yards. Yeah. That's how many total yards they had. 212. Mm-hmm. Is the fourth fewest yards by an FBS team to win against a top 5 team since 2000.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, that just doesn't happen. If you win that game, you go off and you have a crazy performance.
they didn't do squat offensively essentially the entire game. Alabama handed them points off of turnovers, and that's the reason they lost the game. Now, you rank them like that just happened. They beat them in their own building. That's the way the game played out. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm going to rank Oklahoma right now ahead of Alabama, but if they played again, I would take Alabama to win the game again, just like I did last week, even if the game was in Norman.
Yeah. You know, the tough thing for me here is I want to be honest. They've had a great year. Can we get BYU out of there?
I tend to agree with you.
I hate saying it. I feel mean, disrespectful. They've only had the one loss, but...
Yeah, their only loss is... It was a blowout. It was a blowout to Texas Tech.
And look, the committee is allowing Georgia Tech room here to basically jump Miami.
Yeah.
Who you don't have in your top...
Well, Miami would have been my third. I had him in my top 12 last week.
You don't have any ACC team.
Georgia Tech is the ACC team, but I threw the group of six in there. That's where it gets wonky doing it this way. Miami, to me, was the 12th team last week, but I bumped him out for Oklahoma. So they would be my 13th ranked team right now.
Well, okay, so the committee, I think, last night, they basically told us it'd be Miami, right?
Miami is still the team is the highest ranked ACC ACC team right now.
What's funny about that is like they're fourth or fifth in their conference because of the two losses, whereas Virginia and Georgia Tech went out, or at least win in the conference.
Yeah.
They're in the ACC title game.
And look, we at the Dirty Poll are okay understanding the nuance of... Head-to-head doesn't have to be the only determining factor when it comes to ranking teams, that there's a bigger sample size, especially when the game is in week one.
Sure.
But the way that the committee is answering questions about the Miami-Notre Dame conundrum...
It's very awkward.
It is pissing a lot of people off.
Well, that's the thing is last night is I haven't had a lot of outrage by most of the rankings. I still don't really think I do because season still has a few weeks, but...
Yeah.
I noticed last night an uptick in losses, pointed to losses, or, hey, guess what? I don't know if you know this, but Oregon winning at Penn State, suddenly that's like a good win.
Is that a good win again?
Well, you know why.
Why is that a good win now?
Because Indiana
came down to the wire. Now we get credit for that win?
Yeah, now you get the credit for the Penn State win.
Now it counts, baby.
Feels like it didn't count 2 weeks ago, but yes. Indiana had to win with 36 seconds left, and now that game actually is impressive because you were able to do it.
They killed Michigan State. Does that count for anything? Penn State won a game. Do we count that?
No.
Now, okay, no.
Doesn't matter.
No, still doesn't matter.
Winless Michigan State in conference? No, that doesn't matter
The whole. They had a comment yesterday Juracek did about Oregon getting credit for that win, and then a lot of people got pissed off about that. I'm like, what are we doing here? And started yelling online, to which the follow-up would be, where are we giving them credit? The only one-loss team that they're ranked ahead of is BYU and Georgia Tech.
No,
and
I know.
Are you saying that you think Oregon should be ranked behind BYU and Georgia Tech?
No, I'm not. No.
So they're not ranked ahead of, according to the committee, they're not ahead of Texas Tech, they're not ahead of Georgia, and they're not ahead of Ole Miss. So people were freaking out about that comment yesterday as if Oregon is the highest ranked one loss team, and the reason they are there is because they beat Penn State. Like, what are we doing?
I don't even want to spend much of our next segment into it, or rather just talk about the rankings that came out.
Sure.
But you and I think, enjoy talking about the back end of these rankings, even though they're not teams that'll be in the playoffs.
Oh, I love it, dude.
Can you help me understand the Illinois thing?
You know who else is 7-3 and has a head-to-head blowout win over Illinois?
Tell me.
I mean, don't lose to Wisconsin, so that's kind of on them, but Washington has the same record, and they blew out Illinois.
Isn't that weird? After dropping, 49 on Purdue?
What's Missouri's best win on the year?
Great question, Bob.
Because they're a three-loss team.
Tennessee vaulted three spots at 7-3 this week.
They did. I mean, how do you not move Tennessee up? You got to slide them up the scale, dude. They beat New Mexico State 42-9 last week.
I don't get
how
it.
Do you not slide them up? You know, this is what they do in the SEC, and this is the part that just makes me chuckle. Like, Iowa at 6-4 doesn't deserve to be ranked a 6-4 team. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I always played their way out of it.
Like, that's fine.
They're a good
team,
but yeah, I get it.
Why is 1-7-3 in the SEC different than a 7-3 in the Big Ten?
I thought this was a funny valid point that he's made before, and I just want to reiterate our friend Josh Pate. Millions watch college football. Thousands are qualified to rank teams using proper blend of data and logic. We're trotting out athletic directors wrapped up in full-time coaching searches to explain it all on live television.
This is the dumbest way possible to decide who gets to play for a national championship.
And I would argue it's maybe the best way to do it, given how stupid that sport is.
It's very stupid.
Let's just keep being stupid.
Automatic qualifiers is right there in front of them.
Ah, well.
We all know what we're playing for. We all know what's on the line every week. It doesn't come down to... somebody with a comment about how head-to-head, they didn't even contemplate the head-to-head between Miami and Notre Dame. What?
They have the same record.
A game that was on the field that they we played got to watch.
On the, not a hypothetical SEC team blows out non-SEC team. We do those a million times. That game happened, and they didn't even contemplate it.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.